podcasts from Truth Must Be Told platform and from your very own High Excellence Enemy. Thank you for always listening to us, and we know that God will give you answers to the questions of your heart in Jesus' name. Today, I just want us to quickly and briefly look at some simple questions to ask before you go into that relationship or business partnership with someone else. You first of all need to ask yourself, are your feelings mutual? There must always be some sort of mutuality between the two. Respect and understanding is a must-have in every partnership. How respectful is he or she? You can easily know that with the way he or she treats the people around them. That's one basic way to know. Do they really understand your emotions? Do they understand your love languages? Understanding is the flaw needed to bake the cake. If not, there will be no cake. So you have to ask yourself every now and then before you go into that relationship, before you go into that business partnership with someone, are your feelings mutual? If they are not mutual, I mean, there's a loophole and there's danger around the corner. So the second question you need to ask yourself is, how matured are they? Maturity plays a big role in every relationship and business partnership. Maturity, believe me, is not about, oh, he's 40 years, oh, he's 50 years, and it's expected of men of 50 years to be reasonable when it has to do with business because they've seen life. No. Maturity is the person's ability to be able to discern, to be able to, you know, when there's a conflict or when things come up, maybe unplanned, unforeseen circumstances, how would the person handle it? Will he or she be matured enough to handle it in a way that will not cause further drifting or further conflict? That's what maturity is all about. That's what maturity is all about. Having a good sense of judgment towards things. How do they judge things? How do they perceive things? Yes, we all see things from different angles, but to a reasonable extent, there's an acceptable way that someone is expected to think, and you're like, no, this person is really matured. The person doesn't think biased. The person doesn't think, I mean, a matured man wouldn't make fun of something that is serious, because there's a level of thinking is developed. So these are questions you just need to ask. And then the next one is unity. There must be unity of purpose. There must be a unity of purpose. You both must have a dream and a goal that you will both be pursuing in order to be the best in that area. There must be a goal. There must be something you are both working towards. So your purpose must be unified. Where there's a lack of unity of purpose, confusion, disarray, and everything chaotic takes place. But as long as there's unity of purpose, I assure you there's going to be peace and everything will flow smoothly. The next you need to ask yourself is attraction. Am I attracted to this person? That's the truth. If you're not attracted to this person intellectually, if you're not attracted to this person emotionally, if you're not attracted to this person physically, I mean, it's a no-no. There must be some level of attraction and affection for any partnership to hold. It's either you're attracted to the company's vision and mission or their way of doing things. If it's in a man or a woman relationship, there must be this level of attraction that would bring about the unfolding of the whole scene. If it's a relationship you want to have, as in, let's say, a marriage relationship, or just, yes, we have casual friends, but there must be something that will attract you to the person before you can even say, okay, he's my friend, he's an acquaintance, he's just an admirer. There must be that attraction. And the last I have that is not the least is loyalty. For any relationship to be successful, there must be loyalty. Loyalty is an attribute that cannot be overemphasized. He or she must be there to support you in whatever capacity they can. He or she needs to be your cheerleader even when the circumstances are contrary to what you saw when you started out initially. Along the line, things might not go as planned, but it's expected of the person that you call a partner to be there with you when the storms are against you. That is what loyalty is all about. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you don't see all these attributes in the person you want to go into a business partnership with or a marriage relationship with, it's not a healthy one, it's not a good one. If you actually desire to have a long-lasting business relationship, look out for these traits. Thank you so much. I hope you got value from this. If there's anyone that you think we didn't mention, feel free to reach us. Send a message. Send us your comments. Send us your contributions. Let us know the value you got from this. Thank you for listening. Until I come your way again, I remain your uncle, your friend, your sister, Her Excellency Meme. God bless you and have a beautiful day.